Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book The Art of Learning, A Journey in the Pursuit of Excellence. With the rise of the internet, a new phrase has been gaining increased attention, the slash career. The slash career was first defined in the book One Person Multiple Careers, A New Model for Work-Life Success. The author points out that an increasing number of young people are not satisfied with having just one career. Instead, they prefer having multiple careers to experience a life with more diversity. Since these people often use slashes between their different jobs on their resumes, the slash has become the symbol of this group. Leonardo da Vinci would be called a slasher if he were alive today, considering his extraordinary achievements in painting, music, architecture, mathematics, geometry, anatomy, zoology, botany, astronomy, and physics. These people were formerly called Renaissance men. Now we know them as slashers. It's hard enough to master the knowledge and skills of one discipline. Excelling in completely different disciplines sounds like an impossible mission. But Josh Waitzkin, the author of the book we're talking about, is a model slasher. As a recognized chess prodigy, Waitzkin is the only one who has won all the championship titles of the Elementary School National Championship, the U.S. Under-21 Championship, the National Championship, and the World Under-18 Chess Championship. Even if he had stopped there, with his marvelous achievements, no one would have ever questioned his genius. But after he came of age, Waitzkin dramatically shifted his focus to Tai Chi, a discipline that seemed irrelevant to chess, and won his first national champion just 2 years later. Afterward, he won 21 national and world championships in a row. Besides being a chess master and a Tai Chi world champion, Waitzkin is also a black belt of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and a bestseller author. With all his dazzling achievements in multiple disciplines, Waitzkin says, "What I have realized is that what I am best at is not Tai Chi, and it is not chess. What I am best at is the art of learning." He has some unique insights into how to master multiple disciplines in relatively short time. In The Art of Learning, Waitzkin recounts his life stories through which he draws out a series of principles for learning. Read carefully and you'll be able to learn them as well from this bookie. Next, we'll cover the major points of this book in three parts. Part 1, Preparation, Keeping a Healthy Attitude Toward Learning. Part 2, Waitzkin's Methods of Learning. Part 3, Using Adversity to Trigger Your Greatest Performance. Let's begin with keeping a healthy attitude toward learning. First, think about this question: which is more important, the learning process or the result? Conventionally, learning is always accompanied by competition. We study hard at school to get a higher score, we learn new knowledge and skills at work so we can get a promotion or a pay rise opportunity. But there is something inevitable here: there can be only one winner in a competition. As a result, people that fall behind are often overlooked even if they work hard. The majority of the competitors are destined to lose, but can we say that the learning is meaningless for them? Definitely not. Dr. Carol Dweck, a leading researcher in the field of developmental psychology, makes the distinction between entity and incremental theories of intelligence. His theory provides the answer to the previous question from a whole new perspective. Under the influence of their parents and teachers, children who are entity theorists tend to believe that their success or failure results from their intrinsic, unalterable capability. It's something they can't change no matter how hard they try. Accomplished children like this would take their success for granted because they think they are naturally gifted. But they would not bounce back once they are defeated. Their self-confidence would be destroyed and they would be convinced they don't have the ability required to move forward. Children who are incremental theorists, on the other hand, have picked up a different modality of learning. Those who educate their children with the incremental theory of intelligence are prone to emphasize the role of efforts. They would tell kids that they've made improvements or succeeded because they've worked hard, so the kids learn to associate hard work with success. Children with this understanding of intelligence are more prone to accept challenges and aren't afraid of failure. Even if they fail, they still have the courage and confidence to carry on. They know that they failed because their current ability is not enough, but they can improve it. In our bookie on Mindset, The New Psychology of Success, we discuss Dweck's two theories of intelligence in more detail. Please refer to it if you're interested in knowing more. The author Josh Waitzkin has been an incremental theorist from an early age. While his competitors were studying openings, hoping to win the game right from the beginning, Waitzkin's coach instructed him to study endgames, so he would learn how to respond under different circumstances. Players who focused on openings might have some advantage at the beginning. But as the game went on, these kids who were taught to believe results first would be caught off guard when the game evolved in an unexpected way. They did not have the spirit to fight back if things began to go awry. By contrast, Waitzkin might be in an unfavorable position at the opening, but he would slowly turn the situation to his advantage as the game went on. Waitzkin knows that losing is not a crisis but an opportunity for growth. Being fearless, accepting challenges, reflecting on loses and game moves, and not paying too much attention to winning, these are Waitzkin's secrets to success. Some people believe in the process first. When they lose, they claim that they don't care about the results because the process is what really matters. But typically this is just an excuse so they don't have to face their failure. Waitzkin believes that it's also necessary for one to enjoy success. We just need to be aware that such a wonderful feeling is temporary. Losing is inevitable. Instead of deliberately emphasizing that results aren't important, it's better give feedback on the process. This is exactly what Waitzkin did. He didn't care much about winning or losing. Instead, he always focused on learning something from the journey. More importantly, he always maintained a beginner's mindset. Someone with a beginner's mindset is not bothered by losing and is always ready to challenge stronger rivals. When we are a beginner in a new field, we often readily forgive ourselves for being clumsy or losing. But as we win more times, we are likely to become afraid of losing and unwilling to admit our shortcomings. Some well-recognized great chess players only play with opponents not so great as them to keep their winning record. However, such an ability imbalance keeps them in their comfort zone, and their competence eventually declines as they don't practice with worthy opponents. Waitzkin didn't fall into this trap. He was always looking for stronger opponents to challenge. Sometimes he won, sometimes he lost. In the beginning, he lost more than he won. But Waitzkin knew that he must ignore the heavy emotional burden of losing to make progress. The essence of a beginner's mindset is to make concessions in order to advance. It's easy to have a beginner's mindset when we are new to a field. What's hard is to remain humble after we've made some remarkable achievements. On the one hand, we should pay more attention to the process of learning and improving instead of allowing ourselves to be limited by results. On the other hand, we should forgive ourselves for not being at our best all the time. We should not try to look invincible to others. When we feel very satisfied with our achievements after 2 or 3 wins, we can cool ourselves down through a failure by doing something beyond our ability. Sometimes, pressure from the outside can drive us to move forward, so we can avoid being satisfied with being a big fish in a small pond. It's a big world out there, and we must leave our small pond to grow, even if it might be painful. That concludes the first part, keeping a healthy attitude toward learning. In summary, success comes with hard work. Waitzkin also advises us not to see results as the only point of competition. We need to accept our imperfections and always have the courage to challenge someone stronger. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.